Carle Foundation Hospital's exemption from property taxes is in question after an Illinois appellate court ruling earlier this week found a 2012 state law setting tax exemptions for charitable care to be unconstitutional. If Carle appeals this ruling, the next stop for this case would be the Illinois Supreme Court. John Colombo is a professor of law at the University of Illinois Urbana campus who primarily teaches tax law. I spoke with Colombo about this week's ruling and its possible implications for hospitals throughout the state.
The standards for charitable tax exemption in Illinois are actually established in the Illinois Constitution. They're not really statutory. And the Illinois Supreme Court has taken the position that because these standards are established in the Illinois Constitution, it's the Illinois courts, particularly the Illinois Supreme Court, that has the final word on whether any particular organization meets the requirements for a charitable tax exemption. One of those requirements that the Supreme Court has always maintained is needed for charitable tax exemption is that the property in question be primarily used for charitable purposes. And what the appellate court found in this particular case is that the new statute by the passed by the legislature in 2012 did not require that the property in question be used primarily for charitable purposes. In fact, the appellate court basically said that under the statute, a nonprofit hospital could buy their exemption by just giving money to another charitable organization engaged in healthcare, and that wouldn't have any connection to whether their own property was primarily used for charitable purposes. So the appellate court said, look, legislature, the Illinois Supreme Court has said many times that you can't overrule the constitutional requirements for charitable tax exemption, and this statute, in effect, does overrule those requirements because it departs from the requirement for primary charitable use for the underlying property.
And, Professor, I was reading a blog post you wrote about the ruling itself, and it sounds like you weren't necessarily surprised by this ruling by the appellate court, but a little bit surprised by the why. If you could explain that just a bit.
When the Illinois legislature passed this law back in 2012, I was of the opinion that they had gone beyond what the Illinois Supreme Court permitted for charitable tax exemption for hospitals in the Provena Covenant case that had been decided by the Illinois Supreme Court in 2010. I wasn't the only one. I mean, there were other academics, particularly in the state of Illinois, who had similar concerns about this legislation. I thought that the biggest problem with this statute was that it allowed hospitals to get, quote, credit, if you will, for doing certain things that the Illinois Supreme Court in the Provena case had said weren't really charitable. For example, one of those things is what they call shortfalls from Medicare or Medicaid treatment of Medicare or Medicaid patients. So sometimes when a hospital treats a Medicare patient or treats a Medicaid patient, their reimbursement under the Medicare or Medicaid program arguably doesn't cover their entire costs. And the hospitals have taken the position that that difference between the reimbursement and their cost should be treated as a form of charity care. But in the Provena case, the Illinois Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to let you do that. We don't really count those things. Those are negotiated agreements. They're reimbursement. They're kind of like private insurance. And that's not charity. That's simply a contractual arrangement. The new statute, however, did provide credit for those kinds of shortfalls. So, and there were other things in the statute that were similar. So I thought that these were the kinds of things that would lead to the statute's downfall. I didn't really focus on what the Illinois Appellate Court, the Fourth District Appellate Court, focused on, which was this ability to essentially buy exemption without actually having property that was primarily used for charitable purposes. So they got there a different way, but we all had some concerns about the constitutionality of this statute when it was originally passed.
What have the hospital's arguments been on this issue in trying to get this tax-exempt status?
So the, you know, the Hospital Association, in fact, I think the Illinois Hospital Association released released a statement that their view is the legislature does have the ability to sort of define underlying requirements for exemption as long as they are consistent with the overall notion of charity. And so their view is that's all the legislature was doing. The legislature was essentially giving us credit for charitable things that we do, things that are related to providing health care for poor and underserved populations, and that's something that the legislature can do consistent with the Constitution.
As we prepare for this case to go to the Supreme Court here in the state eventually, what are the possible outcomes there?
Well, I think, you know, the possible outcomes are that the Illinois Supreme Court upholds the appellate court and finds the statute unconstitutional on its face. Or the Illinois Supreme Court says no, appellate court, you really kind of got this one wrong. We think that this doesn't exceed the legislature's authority under the statute. In which case, the statute just stays in place, like as though nothing had ever happened.
And if the law is thrown out here, what would then be the requirements for a hospital to qualify for a tax exemption?
Well, then we would be back to where we were after the Provena case came down from the Illinois Supreme Court in 2010. And that was, you know, that was one of the problems. One of the things that the legislature was trying to address with this statute was sort of the uncertainty left by the Provena case. So what the Illinois Supreme Court said in the Provena case was, you know, Provena, you weren't doing enough charitable stuff to be considered a charity under Illinois law. And specifically, I think in the Provena case, they had found, or the Department of Revenue had found, that something under 1% of Provena's revenues were being used for charity care, and there were other things going on that the Supreme Court said weren't really, you know, didn't really show you to be a charity. But the Supreme Court in that case didn't set any kind of financial standard. They didn't set any bright line. It was sort of, you know, under these facts, you're not a charity. We're not going to opine on what facts might meet the test of charity. And the result of that was a lot of uncertainty, and the Department of Revenue was, there were cases before the Department of Revenue in which the department actually refused to grant exemption to some hospitals that had applied for exemption based upon this sort of vague standard in the Provena case. So if the statute is found unconstitutional, we're going to be back in that sort of, you know, in sort of uncertain area, and I think that there are going to be a lot of issues that the Department of Revenue is going to have to resolve in trying to figure out when hospitals are exempt and when they're not. And there are going to be a lot of hospitals that I think will have their exemption at risk. Now, the question then will be, of course, will the legislature try again? If this statute is struck down, will the legislature try again? Yeah, they'll probably try again. I would hope they'd get us a budget first, but they'll probably try again.
When you look at the legal arguments on this issue, when you look at the court's history and these types of issues, what do you think is going to happen at the Supreme Court level?
Yeah, well, predictions in litigation are always bad things. I mean, they're worse than trying to predict who's going to win the Super Bowl. So, but I can say that there are a lot of cases in which the Illinois Supreme Court has, in essence, you know, slapped the legislature across the side of the head because they went beyond their legislative authority. And there's one specifically in the tax exemption area called the Eden Retirement Home versus Department of Revenue, where the Illinois Supreme Court said specifically to the legislature, look, you can't do this. You cannot exceed the constitutional standards for exemption, and we, the Illinois Supreme Court, we're the ones who set those standards. You don't get to set those standards. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Illinois Supreme Court said the same thing in this case and essentially said to the legislature, look, you can't do this. This goes beyond the ability of the legislature to mandate what is charitable, and you'll have to go back and try again. And you know, it's certainly been the case that the Illinois Supreme Court has not recently been shy about declaring acts of the Illinois legislature unconstitutional. They did that with the pension reform legislation last year. So I guess if I were betting on this one, and I don't bet, but if I were betting on this one, I think I'd bet in favor of the Illinois Supreme Court finding this statute unconstitutional and telling the legislature, go back to the drawing board.
That's John Colombo, who teaches tax law at the University of Illinois, speaking about this week's appellate court ruling in a case involving Carl Hospital in Urbana.